This is the Wall Street update of the download edition of World Business Report on Friday the 25th of April. I'm Roger Hearing. So, what was happening today on Wall Street? Well, I've been speaking to Jim Leventhal, President of Equity Asset Management in New York.
Well, today was a day that some tech earnings came in that were a little bit disappointing, particularly from Amazon. As well, Ford did not quite meet analyst expectations. So Amazon was hit pretty badly, the NASDAQ with it, and overall the overall markets were down about 0.8%. I must say, though, that while it was a down day, this does not, in my eyes, start a downward trend. Nor does it mean we're going to immediately reverse course. This is just par for the course this year of we take two steps forwards, two steps back, and I think we're going to be doing that for the next couple of months until the economic data really breaks out.
And certainly you've got the context of the increasing tension in Europe with Ukraine and Russia being downgraded by S&P in terms of its credit rating. Is that having any kind of knock-on?
Some market participants are pointing to that. I will not add my name to that list. While what's happening in Ukraine is certainly a tragedy for the Ukrainians and for the Russians, I don't think that's really having an effect on the markets. I think anybody who is suggesting that it is really looking for an excuse. Look, this is just a market that is having a hard time making up its mind whether to go higher or lower. To us, this makes sense after such a robust fourth quarter of 2013. We would expect this to pass, though, and in the second half of the year to get some meaningful upward traction in the markets.
Jim Leventhal there, President of Equity Asset Management in New York. And the figures on Wall Street, the Dow ended down 0.9%. At 16,361. Here in London, the 100 share index was also down 0.3% at 66.85. Gold is currently trading at $1,303 an ounce, and June New York Light crude oil was down $1.25 at $100.69 a barrel.